following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey y'all, Dwight here with another Refuge Daily. And you know, I've been thinking lots about prayer lately, and I've been thinking about the frustrations of prayer, frustrations of your mind that drifts when you're in prayer, that pretty much anything pops into your head. And the frustration of the task of prayer, that's a bad way to put it, but you know what I mean. It's not that I don't want to talk to God. It's not that I don't love talking to the Lord. But it's kind of like that good friend that you have that you need to call, you want to call, you want to catch up, but you just, you know what I'm saying. And then there's also the frustration of unanswered prayer. I'm not talking about Garth Brooks losing his high school sweetheart kind of unanswered prayer. I'm talking about that gut-wrenching, heart-pounding prayer for your loved ones, for the ill, for the sick, for the infirmed, for the lost, for a ministry. That's the kind of prayer that is just from the very depths of your soul, the kind of prayer that makes you wonder, how could there be no tears in heaven? How could there be no tears in heaven, Lord? Because this hurts. Is there some sort of a healing touch when you wipe away every tear? But, so you know what I do? I go to the scripture for comfort and knowledge and wisdom. And you know, in 1 John, John writes that if we pray according to his will, that he knows, we know that he hears us. And that if he hears us, we have the petitions of which we asked. And he wrote that to believers. And so the question is then, what is your will, Lord? What's your will? And, you know, I think about in Acts when Peter was praying up on the rooftop. And, you know, praying on the rooftop is not the way to pray. I'm not climbing up there, but you know, sometimes it feels like our prayers just reach the roof and they don't go any higher. So maybe we should get on the roof. You know what I mean. He was praying up on the rooftop and the Lord shows him all these unclean animals. And he says, tells Peter that he's supposed to kill and eat. And Peter tells the Lord, he says, "Not so, Lord," which is a little unusual for a servant to tell his master, "Not so, Lord." But, you know, I don't think that God was really interested in Peter changing his diet, but rather changing his heart. Because, see, God needed to reach the Gentile nation, and he wanted Peter to be the man that he used. So, we as Gentiles have all come to faith in Christ because of Peter's faithfulness. See, Peter went from saying, "Not so, Lord," to "Let's go, Lord." And he did go. And you know what? The gospel came to all the world. And you know, the other person I think about is Hannah back in 1 Samuel. You know, she wanted a son. She wanted a son. She was praying, "Lord, give me a son. Give me a son." And, you know, her husband, he wasn't all that sensitive. Here she is, she's crying and stuff. And he's like, "Hey, aren't I better than 10 sons?" It's like, "Hey, babe, yeah, me. What more could a woman want?" So, yeah, guys are really insensitive, right? I mean, she was weeping and crying so bad that the priest Eli thought she was drunk and started yelling at her because, you know, men were so sensitive about these things. But, see, it wasn't that Hannah was barren. It's not that she couldn't have children. It says that the Lord had closed her womb. Why, Lord? Why would you do that? Well, he closed her womb because, see, he needed a man. He needed a man to lead Israel, and he wanted Hannah to be the mother of that child. So she prayed and she prayed. And finally, you know what? She changed her heart. She changed from, "Lord, give me a son," to, "Lord, if you give me a son, I'll give him back to you." And guess what? The Lord gave her a son. he went on to lead Israel. So the deal is for us, we know as believers that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And he does hear us. But do you hear him? Are you listening to him? Are you listening to what he has to say to you? Am I listening to what he has to say to me? Because we are the Christians. If we're in an untenable situation, we're in a bad situation, say with anybody, well, we're the believers. Who do you think God's going to change? He wants to change our hearts first. If the change starts, it's going to start in our hearts. So my encouragement to all y'all today is keep praying through the frustrations, through the drifting mind, through the tears. Keep praying because God's listening. But on top of that, also be listening to the Lord. Allow him to soften your heart. Allow him to change your heart because he's got to work and he wants you to do it. He wants to bless you today and every day. He wants to bless you and me. Hey, have you ever wondered what the backside of church looks like? This is it. So guess what? I'm going to go into the house of the Lord and see what he has to say. No, I'm just kidding. You don't have to go into church to find out what God has to say. Let him speak to your heart, right? Open up his word. Let him speak to you through his word. Open up your heart. Allow him to speak to you through your prayer time. And all y'all, you be well and you be blessed. In the powerful name of Jesus, stealing from Pastor Bill, in the powerful name of Jesus, I pray that his spirit would be upon you, the spirit of knowledge, spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, and be well. See you later.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life